So this is the story I heard. That D.L. Moody, I don't know if anybody knows who D.L. Moody was, but he was like a famous preacher in like the late 1800s. But a lady came to Dr. Moody after a sermon that he preached, and she said, "I'm having a hard time with telling little white lies and fibs. And I was wondering if you could help me." Dr. Moody said, "You need to repent of your dirty, filthy, wicked lies that you keep telling people." And she was like, "Dr. Moody, they're just little white lies. They're not big lies." And he said, "As long as you see your sin as a small thing, you'll never get the victory over that sin." And that's true. Because if you just think that when you lie, it's not that big of a deal. Because it's not like, you know, I'm swearing falsely to put someone to death or something like that. But if you see the sins that you do as little sins, and you don't look at them the way David did, David said, "Pardon my iniquity, for it is great." We're talking about the man after God's own heart. He said, "Pardon my iniquity, for it is great." How do you look at your sin? Do you look at your sin like it's just not a big deal? Well, maybe you should start looking at it the way God looks at it. Because when God looks down and he sees sin, he sees it as dirty, ugly, filthy things. Filthy rags. He sees it as wickedness. And so if we try to just act like it's not that big of a deal, God is going to come down on us. And so, you know, we should have a heart like David has and say, "Pardon me, Lord. Forgive me for the sins I've committed. They're great." And so not look at them and act like they're not a big deal. Verse 12 says, "What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." So what is the other aspect of how we learn things from God? Well, first of all, if you have no fear of God before your eyes, you're not going to think your sin's big. Okay? And if you have no fear, he's not going to teach you the way you shall choose. You got to have some fear of God. Do you actually fear God and are afraid of the things that he might do to you for the things that you do? I brought up the lies thing. It's kind of funny, but, you know, it's true. God can plague you. Maybe it's not going to be the whole land filled with frogs. Maybe you just have some frogs under your house that won't let you sleep at night or something. Maybe you got raccoons underneath your house that are scratching around or something. I don't know. I mean, God can plague us in lots of different ways, but we got to be able to have fear of him, or he's going to continue to plague us.